And joining us today on the show is Marty Kennedy. He is the Parks Director for Vernon County Land and Water Conservation Department. Welcome to the show, and thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dave.
Yeah. So I know a little bit about you, but actually not very much. Can you maybe tell us a little bit about your background, how you got into sort of parks management, and how you ended up here?
Yeah. My background, before I moved here, in 2018, lived in Madison for about 13 years.
Okay.
She was my girlfriend, now my wife. I was a golf course superintendent. Went to school for turf grass management. So we ended up having kids. The busy life in Madison was getting to be a lot, and Grandma and Grandpa lived in Richland County. My wife is from Richland Center, so it kind of brought us back close to home, and ended up buying some property out past Viola, east of Viola, and here we are. We moved here in 2018, so it's been a while already.
Yeah, that's great. And fortunate for us that you're here, so that's really good.
It was an amazing change, and happy we did it.
Yeah. So I guess, I don't know, what would you say, you know, you said you managed a golf course. What would be some of those maybe similarities and differences over time that you've gotten, you know, now that you've got five or six county parks that you're responsible for? So
just in general maintenance of taking care of properties, you know, you're kind of attention to detail, things that need to happen on the daily basis, things that you're trying to plan for long term. It's a very seasonal job, which a golf course was. So there's a lot of planning that goes into leading up to the spring. We're right now in our prime time. Obviously, we're recording right before 4th of July, so we are jam-packed. The parks are being used to their maximum ability, which is great. And then we have our fall and winter wind down, and then the winter time is planning phase for the next year.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that a lot with a golf course, right? I mean, the weekends are super busy, and maybe I guess in the summer they're always busy, but still, I can see what you're saying. Very seasonal, a lot of high use periods, low use periods. Cool. Hey, so what are the county parks that we have? I can think of five, but I don't know if that's the right number or not.
Yeah, so we have Sighty Hollow, we have Jersey Valley, Duck Egg, Sophia Rents, Cuyumjin, which is also, some people refer to it as Lost Creek. And we have Black Hawk County Park, it gets confused with the Army Corps of Engineer Park. We're right next to each other, but we have a small little sliver on the river.
Okay.
And that has 37 boat slips, 11 seasonal rentals, and a public boat landing.
Okay. Six county parks.
We have a few other properties that we kind of oversee. There's Avalanche. That was a property that was kind of taken over for the FEMA flood buyouts.
Yeah.
We have that. We also have the Wayside Park, which kind of connects to the Coon Prairie Trail, which is now the Viroqua Westby Trail.
Yeah.
So that's a property we oversee. We have Rung Hollow.
Which is
a property that we have access to through the owners of that property to have a boat landing there where the dam is.
Okay.
There's not a whole lot of public land there, but it basically gives us, there's some fishing and then just public access to put a boat or a kayak in.
So 9 properties. I mean, that is in a wide range of, whether it's the Mississippi River with the boat slips and everything to, I mean, I know Cuyumjin or Lost Creek, it was a tree farm.
Yep.
So, I mean, two very, very different kinds of, so I guess it makes me think, do each of our parks, are they specialized in something? I mean, obviously Black Hawk is boats.
Yep.
If you're going there.
So Black Hawk gives you access to the river. Cuyumjin is basically, like you said, it's an older tree plantation with some old growth oak in it, oak pockets, just hiking trails. It's about 120 acres, gives people a lot of access. There's hunting that can go on there. There's a little bit of stream access there, the Pine River. So that one's really great. That's kind of closer to my area where I live. So, but yeah, in a day-to-day basis, you can be at Cuyumjin and then over on the river. And, you know, that's just a lot of commuting and driving to get from one place to the other.
Yeah.
So it can be a lot of running to get some stuff done. And then there's our two other parks, Sighty Hollow and Asofia, probably the most popular. Lots of camping, lots of, you know, fishing at both of them.
Both, yeah.
Great hiking trails, lots of room to roam, multi-use trails. There's mountain biking out there. So just a lot to do at both of those parks.
Yep.
And then we have Duck Egg, which is our biggest park. It's kind of just this hidden gem of there's nothing there, right? And that's the good thing about it. There's just two access points on the top and the bottom, and you kind of just walk through lots of trails, and it's continuous untouched land.
Yeah. So yeah, there's really nice. No improvements. I guess there is a pit toilet at the upper part of Duck Egg, but no electricity, no camping, no
camping. There are trails. Equestrian trails, so get a lot of horseback riders out there using that property.
Yeah.
It's a great place. There's a lot of really good fishing throughout the park, trout fishing. So it's kind of a hidden gem.
Yeah.
If you've never been there, I've been down there with people who are like, I never knew this existed, and they're from Vernon County.
Yeah.
So it's kind of neat.
Yeah. And Jersey Valley.
Yep, Jersey Valley, which obviously is has the dam that blew out in 2018.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of questions with that, and that's always, we don't know as much as anybody. All the information is pretty much out there for everybody right now.
Yeah.
So in collaboration with you helped a lot in this whole process, and kind of getting those trails back to usable. We finally kind of got that project wrapped up to the kind of back to good, and you were out doing some signing a few weekends ago and helping people get around the park better.
So, So how do you, with all of these different parks, and you mentioned trails at Sidey, at Asofia, Duck Egg, Jersey Valley. I don't know if Kyumjin has any trails.
They do.
They do? Yep. Okay. Yep. So with all of those trail systems, how do you guys, apart from adding new ones and things, what partners do you have to help you with maintenance or collaboration, I guess, to maintain all that stuff?
Well, that's the Friends Of has been great with helping you. Like I said, just touched on you helping, getting some volunteers there to get out and do it. And then Vernon Trails is a huge partner, especially at Sidey Hollow. Do a great job of cleaning trails, just keeping things where they're open and usable for people.
Yeah.
So it definitely takes more than what we have in our office to do it, because there's just miles and miles and miles of trail.
Yeah.
So
and I know at Duck Egg, you mentioned the equestrian stuff at Duck Egg, and the Chaseburg Saddle Club does a lot down there too. I think
they've been doing a lot ever since I've started here. They're pretty much the tip of the spear. They're letting us know kind of where there's problem spots, because they're able to get around in places where we can't get around even with a UTV because they have horses. So they kind of let us know, and it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I will say, it's one of the things it was a little bit scary, but also one of those things I enjoyed sort of the feeling of was last year with the Friends of Vernon County Parks and Forests. We were doing a little bit of trail work at Duck Egg, and even with a UTV, and you think, oh gosh, I'm in Wisconsin. I can go anywhere, right? And you realize, man, there's some areas that are tough access around here with all the hills.
Oh,
and
it's insane when you see that sheer cliff. So when you stand on there's an overlook where you can get from the top parking access. But when you see it from the bottom and you're up, kind of there's a big dam down there. When you stand and look back up at that, it's pretty kind of overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's something that's in our area, and it's like, wow, this is pretty neat to see it like untouched and kind of just the way it's always been.
Yeah. And you can absolutely see where a horse or a mule or something is one of those things that it has a totally different accessibility than even a UTV.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Let alone a car or a truck or something.
Right.
Yeah. Very cool. Hey, what are some, I know you guys have been, you're always doing improvements, not just maintenance, but what are some sort of user improvements that folks might see that, over the last couple of years that at any of the parks?
Yeah. So in my last 8 years, we're always trying to use this. We're just caretakers for this public land, and we try to take into account what everybody wants and everybody's voice. And we try to do improvements without changing things too much. But some of the improvements that we've done are a new bathroom facility on the upper ridge at Sidey Hollow, and a new bathroom facility at Asofia.
Yes.
We have a lot. It's crazy in the last 4 years since COVID, how Asofia has kind of just taken off. And it's a lot of trout fishermen in the area. And they've kind of, on certain weekends, have claimed it as theirs, because it's just like a whole group of people who book the whole place.
Uh-huh.
So, and they love it. People have loved those changes. Like I said, we're always trying to maintain the natural areas so they stay natural, but use the areas that are park areas to allow more access for people to stay and use what we have.
Yeah.
So they have the big change up on the upper ridge that kind of got some, you know, we got feedback on. We had to do like a pocket harvest of timber up there. And maybe when Nick was on the show last, he talked about it. But we had some oak wilt up on the upper ridge. And we went in, cut out a bunch of trees, tried to get ahead of it so it wouldn't keep spreading down the ridge. And in that, it kind of worked out that we were able to clean up that whole camp area up there and do some expansion. And we put a nice shower facility up there. And it's turned into a really good spot with a lot of really good feedback. And in my world, in our department, it's keeping people out of the floodplain as much as possible and keeping them up high and dry. And that ridge site gives us place when we do need overflow. If there is a flood event, we can send people to upper ridge and they're relatively safe besides wind. But it'd be...
I never thought of that, but you're right. I mean, there's always flood stuff. And I know after, I don't know if it was 2018, but one of the big floods, I knew that some of the campers at Sidey on the, whatever, the east side.
Yep, the boat landing
side. The boat landing side. I knew some of those campers ended up in the lake.
Yeah, we had to pull some out. And,
So it can be dangerous, right? I mean, and I think that's one of the reasons why Wi-Fi got added.
It definitely can be. Yeah, I mean, we've tried to, like I said, it's one of those balancing acts. Some people are just like, I want to get away and I don't want to have, you know, the Wi-Fi. But for us, for safety, and once you see what these floodwaters can do, having Wi-Fi and being able to look at the weather and get alerts, it's crucial.
Mm-hmm.
So, It's been a nice thing. We have a lot of long-term stay people, month, that are here. They're working. They work remotely, and now they can work out of our parks.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's
so they're staying neat. For a month in a camper at one of the campgrounds and paying for that. But, I mean, with the Wi-Fi, they can actually work from vacation.
Drive by them, and they're sitting in their chairs working. So, yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I would not have thought of that. I'm sure there's a word for that, but still, a cool way to do things.
Yep.
How do people reserve something at the park? So if you want to use one of the pavilions, which are fantastic, how do they reserve a campsite? How do people sort of access some of that?
Yep. So you can, those amenities? You can call our office, or we tell people to go online. We have, if you go to Vernon County, our website, you go into Land and Water, and then there's a tab for parks, and then you can find it pretty easy through making a reservation. It says make a reservation. Pick one of our two parks that we have camping, and you can go in. There's a map. You can kind of pick what you want, pick your days. It's done through a secondary place. It's called CampSpot. They're pretty popular in the camping world throughout the country. They do a very good job. And, we just book through them, and that kind of shows us who's coming and what we need and what spots are taken through the week, even if we do get a call.
We can book
you in our office, too.
Yeah, or you can call in or whatever. Yeah. I didn't realize we had a totally online system. I've done that like in state parks and things like that. And it is pretty great. You just click on the little dot or whatever and say, this is the day. And
I think we switched to that right after COVID, and it's been really, really nice for us. We went from handling like a lot of calls in the office to now you can just go on that on our end, and you can look on our end and be like, wow, last night there were 20 reservations that were made.
Yeah.
You know, with nobody handling it.
I was just going to say 20 calls you didn't have to take.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's been really, really nice that way, and kind of helps streamline things for us. So,
especially as you're adding more campsites, it's got to be
right.
Yet
more and more.
More workload that you don't have to, somebody doesn't have to do every day.
I was trying to add up the numbers since I've been here. I think we've added somewhere around 25 more sites, and 20 of those would be water and power, and I think 7 of those were water, power, and sewer.
Okay.
So those are the kind of additions we've tried to make to have capacity, because there's definitely the people who like to rough it, but there's definitely the people who want at least water and power and be able to run air conditioning. So
yes,
we've tried to do all those upgrades.
So that's got to be... I don't want to say a conflict point, but how do you satisfy somebody who wants to have a tent and a remote experience, and at the same time satisfy somebody who's pulling in with a big trailer that wants air conditioning, sewer, electric, Wi-Fi. I want home with me, right? I mean, and those are pretty disparate kinds of things. So how do you manage that, I guess?
Well, on the Upper Ridge, we tried to keep one side where it's just all remote rustic. That's just, you know, it's just tent or whatever you want to pull in, but there's nothing there
that's
for you.
That's sidey.
Yeah, that's sidey up on the Upper Ridge.
Okay.
There's still, you know, Asofia has the upper little kind of hidden area that has three campsites. That's pretty remote up in there for us, you know. We have done some, you know, invasive species removal in spots. So that kind of takes away the hidden rusticness, but we're also doing it for the right practices to get rid of invasives. So, we're always trying to manage, and that's our big worry always, is the best product for everybody. So it's the biggest responsibility with taking care of public grounds.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So you mentioned the invasives and the obvious, Jersey Valley with the dam.
Yep.
And we've had him on here before. So Mark Erickson with the dam, and Nick Gilman with the forestry and stuff helped me with it. So I would think a part of your job, maybe a big part, has to be coordination with those guys. I mean, with dams and Rung Hollow's a dam. And so maybe talk about that a little bit, that coordination you guys do in your office, so that I'm sure it doesn't happen, but Nick doesn't just show up and start, you know, ripping out invasives on something on a day when you were trying to do something else with the park.
No, and it's I'm pretty fortunate that Nick is so great to work with, and him and I, as far as our jobs do overlap a lot, that we are able to talk and come up with a game plan and be in agreement and how we move forward with stuff. So there isn't a day that we don't talk about kind of like what's happening. Our department's kind of unique like that. We're always in each other's areas trying to help when there's time, when a need for help.
Yeah.
And when I took this job, I never knew that I would know as much as I do about dams right now, you know? So just being around them for 8 years, you're just going to be at the meetings and talk to some engineers, and you just end up picking up a lot of that stuff. But it's good. It gives you a general knowledge of the area, what it takes. And then our parks and forests are linked with those dams. So all three of those worlds are very intertwined.
Yeah.
So,
and I would think that, like, I know the dams have to be maintained and mowed. You've got some plan or somebody does to mow them.
Yep.
And I would assume you coordinate that with, as long as the mower is going to be there, you can mow something else, right?
Right. We'll mow out whatever trails we can. And then it's coordination with the dams department, with interns, like, hey, we need this amount of interns this day or this week. We're mowing a lot on dams, so it's always coordination with, okay, have them, take them, or we'll try to get certain stuff done in the parks early in the week so they can finish mowing. So there's constant crossover with us. So
and then you got to factor in weather, and we've had 7 days of rain, and so what did all those, we were going to mow, but so it's got to be a lot of logistics and coordination and
there's a
communication.
There's a lot of talk back and forth with, like last week with the rains, we were all kind of on edge with it and worrying about high water events. And so that becomes the huge topic in the department, you know. What are we going to go check? Where did it rain the hardest? So definitely a lot of overlap.
Hey, what would you say, we've talked a little bit about some of them, but what would you say are maybe some of the biggest challenges with your role?
Challenges are, I guess, always finding money to do the projects that you think are the most important. And I've been very fortunate that our committee, the Land and Water Committee, since I've been here, for the most part has been very supportive of taking care of the parks, adding to the parks, updating the parks, making them kind of, you know, a place to come see when you're in Vernon County, instead of hiding them, like, let's show them and put it out there. So that's been good. But like I said, in anything, in government, there's always the wheels turn slow. And sometimes that can be frustrating when you have this, we just talk seasonality. You have a seasonality to get things done, and then you have this yearly budget, and how do I make everything fit perfectly in this time period?
Yeah.
And make and have contractors show up and get all the prep work done and make sure that everything's ready to go for the camper season so they're not under construction when they're there. So
yeah,
those are probably the biggest hurdles. But overall, day-to-day, it's a great place to come to work. And
yeah,
inside-outside work, and it's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I can imagine it would be pretty – could be pretty rewarding.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Definitely is, yeah.
When you – and maybe each park has a different – vision or is there a vision for each park, or is there, are they, do you manage the park system for some specific outcomes? Like, does it have to be, I'm just making this up, but does it have to be financially self-supporting that you have to get enough camper revenue to pay for whatever you want to do, or isn't it like that?
It definitely helps. It helps when you're going to the committee and you're saying, you know, this is a project. We did this project last time. It was very beneficial. Can we move forward with this? We try to make enough revenue to support, you know, paying interns, paying. We have a seasonal caretaker for the parks.
Okay.
So buying equipment and doing those things, we try to, yeah, push forward making some revenue, but not like overdoing it.
Yeah. You know?
So, yeah, that's the balancing act, you know, is two of our parks have the ability to produce revenue, Sidey Hollow and Asofia. And then the others are kind of, hopefully, you know, my vision, but I don't get to make the final say always, is keeping Duck Egg and keeping Kuyumjin. Those kind of just like a place to go hike that are just a trailhead and you go in.
Yeah.
And you kind of just get to go wander around and not have Wi-Fi really and get lost. So that's kind of the vision with those. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would think that trying to maintain some sense of rusticness at the same time as in some of them providing some upgrades. I will say, I should have said this way back when you were talking, the bathroom upgrades that you've done at Upper Sidey and at Asofia, fantastic.
Yeah,
those are actually, I mean, they're very nice bathrooms.
Yeah, they're something that's kind of, I think, going to be there forever, you know, as far as the way they're constructed and built. And
yeah,
we always kind of tell people it was kind of a two-way. You got a place for people to shower and use as a bathroom, but also literally as somewhere where you could go in an event of a really bad storm, because those are all concrete buildings. And those will probably be the last things standing in this county. So
yeah, they are. I mean,
they're robust.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Very nice buildings, but they're clean.
Yeah,
they're fresh. They're bright. They're very. I mean, really, really nice facilities. So good work on those.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Do you have any other big projects that you see coming up? I mean, we touched a little bit on Jersey Valley.
Yeah, that's kind of the looming one, right? Everybody wants to know, and if that ends up going through, then that's a whole nother park again. That
rebuilding the dam and
rebuilding,
having a lake again, and
I would imagine there'll be a lake, a beach, you know, another shower house possibly, you know, so all these things becomes another place to, not that we don't take care of it as much, but it's also it's just a park now with hiking trails.
Yes.
And because we're waiting to hear what's going to happen.
Yeah, because it's, I mean, I don't know the exact number, but I mean, 20 million floats in my head of some, it's a big number.
It's a giant number, and it's a giant decision, and a decision that's way out of my, you know, what I get to say or do.
So it may stay as it is. It may be a relatively rustic camp, or maybe, you know, ice cream stands and a lake, right? Who knows?
There could be more camping someday on the upper top of that. You know, I've thought about if it does happen, that's a place you could maybe add in some more sites because you're close to the lake there, you're close to La Crosse. So it's a possibility.
Yeah.
And then the other looming one that gets talked about a lot is, these are big projects.
Yeah.
Is dredging Sidey Hollow. That's been a hot topic on and off. We've done some, we've had some engineered studies done from Ayers, so an engineering company, but it's right now it's trying to fund like a campaign fund to try to, you know, gather some of this money. There's not a lot of grant money out there that just pays for dredging, so I guess if anybody out there is good at raising money and wants to start a, you know, a campaign for us, that'd be great.
Yeah, and that's another one that I don't know how big that, it's millions though, right? I mean, to dredge that out.
You know, it's anywhere upwards of 2.5 million.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and when you enter into that, it's not only do you want to do the work, but you want to be able to take care of the work after it's done.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's always going to be silting in. It's just something that happens around here, but it's going to be like a future way of maintaining that lake. And then also working maybe with some landowners that are above Sidey Hollow that can help.
Yeah.
Maybe. So that's another big project, you know, and I wish I could just snap my fingers and get it done, because it'd be great, but it takes a lot, and that'll be another long process.
So. Yeah, and also, I mean, all the dredge material, whatever they call that you pull out, you got to put them somewhere and put that stuff somewhere. Yep. It's a big project.
It's a huge project, yeah. So when that would start, it would be, you know, thousands of truckloads that'll be taken out of there and hauled somewhere else. So
yes, and like we kind of started with, you know, how do you do that when there's not, whatever, 45 campers along that road there. I mean, you don't want to do that in the middle of summer.
Yeah, you have a limited time to do it. And there'll be a lot of wear and tear on the roads going in and out. So there's a lot of outside things that you're not thinking of,
right,
you know, than just the end all be all of the lake.
Yeah, so. And if that were to end up happening, then you've got a beach that's going to draw a bunch of people, and there's a couple of pit toilets really going to solve, you know, handle that? Probably not.
Yeah.
And so then you got to do something else. And
it probably end up being more staff, you know, for us. So there's other things that come along with that, but I'm all about trying to figure it out and sort it out. I think it'd be amazing for the community.
Yes.
So, yeah.
How do people give you guys, or what? How should people, maybe that's a better way to say it, give you guys feedback on anything? So I was there camping and this happened and I want to talk to you or let you know, or I don't like what you did here, I love what you did here, whatever those things are. What's the best way that people should reach out to you guys with good or bad?
Yep. Just find us on our website, Vernon County website. I'm on there. Nick's on there. Everybody in our office has an email. Shoot us an email. We have the general land and water email. Shoot us an email. We've gotten some feedback through our Facebook page.
Okay.
Land and water. And then also we get feedback through the Friends of Club, who has a wide net, and people will say, hey, how do we get this fixed? And then usually somebody through the Friends of will reach out to us and say, hey, I've gotten this question.
Yeah.
So that's usually the best way, is to get a hold of us. Or if you see us in the park, stop us and let us know.
Yeah.
So, we're always willing to talk and answer questions or put it on the radar of things to work on in the future.
Yeah, and I've found that for sure in my interactions with you guys. You're always, it doesn't seem like you're just haphazard. There's a reason why you're doing stuff.
Yeah.
And all of you guys are very good at explaining why you're doing what you're doing. For good, whatever people perceive as good or bad, and I've always been very open and understanding, I think. So
I think that's back to that communication within office, that we're hopefully on the same page, and always willing to listen to the voices within the community and make all the best decisions for everybody. So
Well, I want to thank you for coming on. I got to say, I mean, I've learned a lot. I thought I knew a lot about the parks, but I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
And I would encourage everybody listening, out of the 9 parks, I started by saying I thought maybe 5, but out of our 9 parks and properties, there is something for everybody. Whether you've got a boat you're trying to get on the Mississippi, or you want to be out in the middle of nowhere, or you want to be in a campsite with Wi-Fi, we have a park here that Marty's in charge of, and come on and get out into our parks, I would say.
Yeah, come out and use them and support them. That's the best way to get things done in them, is to have people's feedback. And when you're out, you know, using taxpayer money and every day, it's like, I love seeing people, and I love seeing the parking lots full with people using them.
Yeah.
That's definitely a good part of the job.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Marty Kennedy, for coming on and talking with us today.
Yep, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.